Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But yesterday we took you out to mini camp where Andy Reid spoke, but there were some other players who spoke as well towards the end of the show. We didn't want to carry that live so that we could give you some thoughts on it now. Obviously, one of the biggest players this offseason, as we've gone over and over and over again, gold, is Kingsley Suamataia. There was one clip in particular that stood out to me that should speak to a little bit more confidence you could have in him at guard. He was talking about being excited about moving to guard this year.
Went against one of the best D tackles, and I got some good words from him after the game. So definitely stuff to take in and just to improve on.
What did he say?
Just said, you know, for playing guard my first time, he said I did pretty good. So. And I've known him growing up. So,
who was it?
Zach Allen. Yep.
So in week 18, he gets his first start at guard in the NFL, where they've made the transition to move him on from tackle. Him talking about, and he talked more about it in length, but just like the idea that playing guard got him excited to play football again should tell you everything about where his confidence was in playing left tackle. He had lost it, and we just talked about the Royals. If you lose your confidence, man. Goal, that is a really, really, really tough thing to recover from as an NFL player. And when Kingsley got benched, and then he had to come back in for a little bit, and he just kept getting worked over, and they had no choice, he probably just felt like he was never going to be able to play left tackle again. And I think bringing him in guard has given him rejuvenation, a chance to have life again, and a willing to feel, you know, confidence again. And I think that part of it is what makes you feel like there's a good possibility that, like, this is going to be a huge change for him. Here's what he had to say about falling in love again, playing guard.
So that just took a lot of time as a player just to, put my head down and keep working until, you know, I got put in that guard later on in the season and, you know, fell in love with it. So
the fell in love with it is a good sign. I don't see any reason why he can't work at guard still for all the reasons we've mentioned before. But I still think that part of this was a confidence issue. The idea that he felt like he was just going to get cooked on every single snap made him play even worse.
Well, think about it. You're thrown in there in week one, and you're playing in these primetime games, and it was horrific. You get pulled from a game. That's an embarrassing thing to have happen. And then you know the noise that's out there. And what was the number one conversation the first couple weeks of the season? It was about how he lost his job, right? That he got it benched so quickly after not even really having a training camp battle. It felt like almost they just handed him the job last year at left tackle. They thought he was ready. He obviously wasn't. And so, yeah, I think clearly your confidence is going to be shot at that point in time. And it sounds like the fact that now he sees a new opportunity as a guard in the NFL, that, hey, you can have a very nice career still. That's what he has in front of him. Now, he's got to go and perform. Ultimately, I don't care really what is happening in the offseason. No. Ultimately, he's going to have to go win the job. And I think he's going to, by the way, in camp. And then he is going to have to perform. That's the only way that any of this matters. But yes, I'm with you that I like, and for his sake, that it looks like he's maybe rejuvenated a little bit and has some confidence back and said, all right, I can help this team still. I can still have a very nice career. But none of us are going to know if it's going to work. None of us are going to actually feel confident until we see it for a week or two in the NFL season. Can he hold up even at guard? Plenty of tackles have become guards in the NFL. He will not be the first. He will not be the last.
I will say, though, the do I have to, and I think I do, I have to blindly accept the, hey, man, he's still learning guard stuff for the whole year? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, week eight, if he has a bad game.
He's not going to be Joe Tooney week one.
No. But, like, can he be Mike Caliendo? Can he be a competent guard week one? Or do we have to go through, like, kind of the growing pains that we've seen that we would accept as part of tackle or many other players outside of this? I feel like we are going to have to. I think we're going to have to give him a little grace. I don't mean that as a negative necessarily. But I do remind people, I think he can play guard and make that transition. But if he makes a mistake at guard, we are going to have to accept a little bit, like we talk about with wide receiver or safety or anything else. The problem is at offensive line, and this is what happened with him at tackle, we don't forgive it immediately. Like, he's a rookie. Screw it, he's getting Mahomes. He's going to get Mahomes killed. And, like, the Chiefs did not forgive it because, like, at a point, he was getting hit so hard, like, there was no choice. How much leeway, if he wins a job out of camp, will he get, you know? That's really the question for me a lot of times is, how much leeway will he be given if he's the guy who wins the job? He's got to be the favorite, though, right? He's got to be the favorite.
Yes, I think he's going to win the job.
Even though Mike Caliendo started for this team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
7 games, 8 games.
When Tooney went over to left tackle.
Yeah.
No, I assume Kingsley will end up winning the left guard job. Will he retain that all year? And that's definitely not a 100% thing because we just saw what happened. But guard transitioning from tackle, that really does happen all the time in the NFL.
I still wonder, though, is there any, and maybe this is just a based on how camp goes, but if Josh Simmons is able to go, do they consider trying Jalen Moore at guard and just seeing if Kingsley can beat him out then too?
Because you're paying him. So.
Obviously, you don't want to pay the guy to not play, but
I think it's more likely he could, like, halfway through the season steal Juwan Taylor's job than he switches to guard. He's just at no point been a guard, I don't think. Like, I'd have to look again, but, I mean, at any point has he been a...
I mean, was Kingsley a guard in college at all? I can't remember.
No, but, like...
The difference is one guy's career is over if he's not a guard. The difference is, like, Kingsley, if the guard thing doesn't work, you're done. Jalen Moore has played adequate enough left tackle. Now, the question is, can he do it full-time? But in terms of, like, the question is not whether Jalen Moore is capable... Like, Kingsley, after 2 games, it was obvious he cannot play left tackle in the NFL. Like,
I know, I'm just saying, is Jalen Moore, even played, though he's never played guard, would he actually?
I don't know if he's
would he potentially
guard.
Be a better option at guard than Kingsley, even?
Maybe, but you don't want to give up the guy taking the reps on the outside if that's a real possibility, in my opinion. So, like, I wouldn't risk it, even though he's making good money. He's not making, and this is goes back to the thing, he's making, what, $10 million a year, $12 million a year? You know. I'm not overly concerned about, I guess, that part of it. I'm not saying he can't or you wouldn't entertain it to try to get the same best guys out there. But Jalen Moore, to his credit, has been a career backup pretty much anyway. Like, he only ended up at tackle last year because Trent Williams got in there. So, like, I don't think they're long-term play. That's why they always brought in Simmons anyway. It's like Moore was – he's not a wasn't a starter initially. They're trying to try him at starter, obviously, because he did it last year. But, like, if he's a backup tackle again, I don't know. That's what he's been. So, like, I don't need him at guard, I guess, in order to make it work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.